What's up, everybody? Welcome to Raptorland. I'm your host. I am Ronio. That is I-A-M-R-O-N-E-O. And this is my snap reaction. Game 9 of the season, Raptors at Lakers. Second game of a 5-game road trip. The call was on TSN4. Matt and Jack, of course. Coming into the game, the Lakers are 7-1 with the best record in the league. The King is back. He's playing back to his classic LeBron James, 25-8-8. Looking great. But for us, we had Kyle out now officially 2 weeks with the fracture in his thumb. And Serge is out indefinitely with a high ankle sprain. So we are out Serge. We are without Kyle. So Norm gets the start. And we see Danny Green reunion during studio round. It was nice to see Danny and his old teammates embrace. It was a pretty cool thing at the beginning of the game to watch them all hug and reminisce and miss each other. Danny will forever be a part of the Raptors. He helped us get our first ring. He's a legend. So the stage is set. It's a big game. Two of the best teams in the NBA currently going at each other on a late West Coast game. So I had to stay up later than usual. And the first quarter was pretty serious. Both teams came out playing hard physical defense. It was a pretty big battle. Back and forth. At the beginning of the first quarter, no team really giving it up. The Lakers, for the most part, held a 5-7 point consistent lead in the first quarter. But big question was, who was going to get Serge's and Kyle's minutes? So the first person to check into the game in the first quarter was Chris Boucher. And so I guess he gets first crack at Serge's minutes. And the second person to check in was Matt Thomas. So he's playing the role Norm would have normally played coming off the bench since he's starting in Kyle's place. And they both played amazing. We will get to that a little bit later. Side note, Fred VanVleet as our starting point guard, not starting with Kyle, but starting alone, is just as lethal, just as good a leader. Fred had a humongous game, not even stats-wise, just leading us on the road in a really, really hostile environment, not letting us get completely blown out. He is a very underrated floor general and leader, and he really, really, really showcased that tonight. I love Fred's leadership. He's just as good a leader as Kyle, in my opinion. He's completely stepped into that Danny Green role of coach on the floor, and it's amazing. Another side note is LeBron still complains about everything. If he doesn't get his way, he complains. I haven't seen it in a while since he's not in the East, so I don't see him play as often as I used to. He is still super duper big complainer. So annoying. Anyway, Matt Thomas checks into the game. Terrence Davis checks into the game. So Nick Nurse is in his bag searching for a bunch of new players that he can actually like since we have injuries. He has no choice. But he already likes Matt Thomas and Terrence Davis, and they played very, very well in the second half. But they held their own in the first quarter. So Nick leaves also Pascal in with that bench unit, and they go on an 8-0 run. Even Ryan Hollis Jefferson checks in the first quarter. Ryan Hollis Jefferson, who is in the Nick Nurse doghouse, actually got minutes. And he actually played well. So Matt Thomas gets a 4-point play near the end of the quarter, and then he hits a first quarter buzzer beater as well right after his 4-point play. So Matt Thomas was like in his bag as well, really, really playing well. I love the kid. I love how hard he plays. So after that play, Nick Nurse was high-fiving everybody, and you could tell he was very, very happy with the bench and was very, very surprised that they responded the way they did. The Raptors bench, this is one of the best feel-good wins in Raptors history. Like, it really is. We had, without two of our best players, and our young guys that are completely inexperienced, never get any time. The coach doesn't even really trust them, threw them in, and they responded. They, like, you know what I mean? Like, responded and took a team, the best team in the NBA with all their stars healthy, took them to the cleaners. It was awesome. So the second quarter starts, and Ryan Hollis Jefferson hits a shot. He's playing with energy and good defense, and he's moving out there. I'm like, who is this number four character that doesn't get no minutes? We need to put way more Ryan Hollis Jefferson in the game. He showed me something last night. He deserves to play. He really, really does. So the Raptors' second unit playing with their big boy pants on, big boy energy, 16-4 run from bleeding from the first quarter, bleeding into the second quarter. Boucher blocking, running the floor, dunking alley-oops, dishing. He's a pogo stick. He was so active in this game. Chris Boucher really made a case for himself. I keep forgetting he was G League MVP last year, and also as well as being Defensive Player of the Year in the G League. He's a player. He is skinny as hell, but he can shoot threes, and he can block shots, and he's a shot blocker for real, for real. Like, he wants all that smoke when he goes up to block your shot, and he is elite. He's a sleeper. I know I'm hype right now, but Chris Boucher really showed me something that I was not expecting. Now, the Lakers bench, on the other hand, absolutely sucks. I don't know what they're going to do, and I don't really care because this is a Raptor podcast and we don't care about the Lakers. Freddie, again, in the second, was running the team so well, so full of energy. This game was so fun to watch because of the injuries. So everyone that got thrown out there has never really had any time. So I spent most of the game just like analyzing certain players and watching Terrence Davis learn to run the point, and watching Chris Boucher on help defense, and watching Freddie manage everybody, and watching Matt Thomas come off screens, and how well does he come off screens, and is he paying attention on D? And it was just like a scouting game. It was so awesome to watch, and watch these guys literally gel before our eyes in the game, like during the game while it was happening. It was amazing. Even Stanley Johnson got a shot, but the second Stanley Johnson checked in, literally Nick Nurse called a timeout when he looked indecisive and was like, no. So Stanley Johnson went back to the bench. So everybody had a chance in the game and played actually very well, except for Stanley Johnson. He is still searching for a spot on this team. What else went down? Pascal played really bad in the beginning. He was 3 of 12 at the half. But we'll talk more about Pascal, obviously, later on. He kind of got into it with Dwight Howard a little bit. I like what I see from Pascal. He's not backing down. Everyone's starting to realize he's a superstar. And they're starting to talk to him. And he's laughing and he's liking it. He was taking drives to Dwight Howard's chest, taking on LeBron. Pascal has no fear. And he is our young stud. And the league is starting to get put on notice. And it's awesome to watch. Even other stars and former stars are now trying to take him out of the game by trash talking and acknowledging his existence, at least on the floor. It doesn't faze him because Pascal's Pascal, as you know. He just plays hard and that's what he does. So the Raps keep going back and forth, back and forth. This is just a back and forth game the whole game. Like I said, Pascal didn't play great in the first half. OG only had 2 points at the half. He was in foul trouble, so he was kind of a non-factor offensively. He played great defense on LeBron, though. LeBron only had 13 points, 13 rebounds, I believe, 10 assists, which is a triple-double. But only 13 points from LeBron, that's amazing because he averages like 25. So OG was playing really, really good D. And like I said, it was a back-and-forth game, but by the half, we cut it to 8 points. Freddie had 13, 5, and 5 at the half. Norm with 11. They were not letting us fade away. They were not letting us die. They kept us in the game at arm's length, arm's reach in the first half. So it was 60-52 Lakers at the half. Raptors playing scrappy without Serge and Kyle. And we will see what the second half had to bring. So it starts. And Nick Nurse finally wins a coach's challenge in the third. He literally challenged the call and the call got reversed. So Nick Nurse is now 1 of 7 in coaches' challenges, and he is so sarcastic and so smug that he started hugging everybody around him when he won. He hugged Kyle, he hugged coaching staff, he hugged fans. He was acting so sarcastic like he won the Oscars when he won that coaching challenge, being sarcastic because the refs never gave it to him. Nick Nurse is like secretly the king of shade. I love Nick Nurse. He's got like Popovich vibes in the way he like handles things. He's such a dick, but I love it. I really, really love it. So that's the beginning of the third quarter. Now, OG is going at LeBron on defense. It is crazy. Like, just going at him. He's not a factor on offense in this game. He only had 7 points, OG. But he played amazing defense on whoever he was guarding. Fred VanVleet plays with his heart out. He was hitting deep threes. Lockdown defense on Avery Bradley. Raptors playing championship defense in the third quarter. Like, putting the clamps down. These young guys, I am telling you, were hungry, starving, and came in with fresh young legs and fresh energy and changed the game up. It was amazing. One of the best Raptor wins, feel good wins in Raptor history, for real. So like I said, Pascal Siakam was not playing good in the first half, but the second half came, the lights got brighter, and Siakam awoken and join Freddie and Norm in the fight to win this game. It was back and forth, high-paced game. The Raptors are the fastest team in the league, and they have the highest fast break points. And you can see why, because we were just flying up and down the court, and the Lakers were matching us. And by the end of the third quarter, it was 83-81, us up by one because of our bench versus their bench. Is a really, really fun game to watch. And the fourth quarter begins, and Chris Boucher continues his breakout game in the fourth. Blocking shots, rebounding shots, altering shots, dunking, alley-ooping, putting putback layups, and one layups. Chris Boucher had himself a game. 15 points, 4 rebounds, 4 disgusting, disrespectful blocks. Unbelievable. Ryan Hollis-Jefferson, again, in the fourth, played a solid game with the second unit. He deserves more playing time. He convinced me that he is worthy of more playing time. He is a two-way player. Decent post game, old school post game. Good defender. He needs more time. So as the fourth goes on and this back and forth game keeps seesawing back and forth, Pascal Siakam decides that he is going to take over and that he is unguardable. His handles have improved. I don't even know how much. He is literally a point forward now. The guy's handles are amazing. He dropped Anthony Davis, drove to the basket on a crossover, left-handed and one layup like it was butter easy. Pascal Siakam is unguardable. Pascal Siakam is a superstar. Pascal Siakam is a champion. Pascal Siakam is ours, guys. It is amazing. It is amazing. It is amazing. So Chris Boucher keeps continuing to throw his block party. Now, Terrence Davis checks in, and he's running the team now, and they want to see what he looks like as a second point guard. They're trying to try him as a shooting guard and a point guard, but since Kyle's out, he was playing point guard, backup point guard today, and he played amazing. Terrence Davis can do both. Not only can he score, he can drive, he can dish, he can run the pick and roll. He was hitting back-to-back corner threes. He's basically led the charge back to win this game. It was a very good moment for Terrence Davis. His teammates mobbed him after he hit two consecutive threes at a timeout. It's so fun to watch these young guys grow. Like I said, Hollis Jefferson played great, which is, I keep saying, but it's just... it's amazing because I can't believe he even got in the game. LeBron had his triple-double that I didn't notice because I'm not a LeBron fan, and I was too busy watching the Raptors have a Mighty Ducks moment against the big bad wolf of the league. So LeBron played eh. Anthony Davis played eh. It was one of those games for them. They were stunned. The crowd was stunned. The Lakers looked completely stunned. They couldn't believe that like a bunch of people that they can't even name their names on our team were like kicking their tail. It was amazing to watch. The Raptors young boys took it home in the end. This was a feel-good win. Nothing but heart, nothing but grit, nothing but hunger. All the people that played never really got a chance to play, and when they got on the court, they gave it everything they had, and it showed, and it was nice to watch, and it's nice to see hardworking people get their moment and get a chance to shine, and they all shined. I bet you tonight they're all going to have a good plane ride. Actually, they're not going to have a plane ride because we're facing the Clippers and we're staying right here, but at the hotel, it must going to be a feel-good night for everybody because everyone that played, except for Stanley Johnson, contributed and really, really had a good game. Now, I'm not going to go, I normally don't go with stats and talk about stats a lot in this podcast, as you guys know, but this is one special night that I have to go down the list and read everybody's stat line because everybody contributed and it was just beautiful. So, Spicy P, 24 points, 12 rebounds. He had a bad game in the first half and came alive in the second and finished with 24 and 12. Superstar. Freddie VanVleet, 23 points, 9 assists, 9 rebounds. He was close to a triple-double. He was leading us this whole game. He's a leader. He's our fearless leader. Freddie is nothing but heart and soul and guts. Chris Boucher finally getting time in Serge's absence. 15 points, 4 rebounds. Floor 4 Mutombo blocks. He was a force on defense and offense. Chris Boucher with a huge breakout. I want playing time performance. Norman Powell, 14 points. He's slowly starting to find himself. He's now put together an 18-point, 19-point, and 14-point game. Norm is finding consistency, and that's all we've ever wanted from Norm. He looked great as a starter. I was very happy to see the consistency from Norm today. Terrence Davis, the undrafted rookie from Mississippi, 13 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, and lockdown defense. He is undrafted. Raptors scouting staff is elite. He is going to be a player. He might even be our point guard of the future. He's a kid, and he looks like he was a part of the championship squad. I love Terrence Davis. Ryan Hollis Jefferson, 10 points, spin layups, post down moves, fadeaways, solid defense on LeBron. He is a player. He deserves more time. He's a small forward / power forward. Nick Nurse has to have been put on notice today. Ryan Hollis Jefferson, can't deny it. The guy had a great game. OG only had 7 points, but again, he laid the clamps down on LeBron, who only had 13 points. Matt Thomas with 5. As well, like I said, he had a 4-point play, plus I think a free throw early, but he was just running off screens and creating havoc, and they actually had to guard him, so he's a floor spacer. So all in all, this was a feel-good win, a really, really feel-good win. We needed to see what our bench had. Our bench gave it to us. They really, really, really provided energy and that emotional boost and just that youthful boost that we needed and that we weren't sure if we had, but we definitely have it because Chris Boucher is a stud, low-key. Terrence Davis is a stud. Norman Powell, we've always known, is amazing. We've got to see what Dewan Hernandez and Stanley Johnson can give us. But our bench, we have a bench. We actually have a bench, so that was nice to discover. So Raptors win, Raptors win, Raptors win. The final score ends up being... what is the final score? Sorry, guys. I have a lot of stuff in front of me, and I am trying to find the final score. Anyway, I don't know what the final score is. Oh, yeah. 113-104. Raptors win, Raptors win, Raptors win. Next, we play the Clippers, and that is tonight. Double back-to-back. We'll see if Kawhi plays. We'll see how he interacts with his teammates at, you know, shoot-around. We'll see what he has to say about us. It's not that much of a revenge game because, like, we're in LA and I don't think he gets his ring. Danny didn't get his ring last night. I think they get their ring when they come back to us. So I don't even know if Kawhi is going to play or if he gets his ring or if it's going to be that big of a deal. But we are going at the Clippers and we want both, as a great man once said. F that, we want both on this back-to-back. So we got LeBron and Danny, and now we're going to get Kawhi, hopefully tonight, and have another great game from our newly found bench mob that we just created. So Raptors win, Raptors win, Raptors win. This was my game 9 of the season snap reaction. I was talking again tonight. I will see you guys tonight when we face the Clippers, another late game. So I'll stay up, watch it, and I will have game 10 of the season snap reaction later tonight or later tomorrow night. Enjoy the win tonight, guys. It was really, really feel good win. I really liked what I saw. I'm more confident now in the Raptors that we have a bench, or at least potential for a bench, and Nick doesn't have to grind our starters into the ground. I'm really worried about that because I've been through a championship run now, and I know how long the season is when you're a championship team, and an 8-man rotation is not a recipe for a championship. No matter how good you are, you need to use all your players. Otherwise, we're just going to run them into the ground, and it's already starting to happen. Serge is injured. Kyle's injured. You know what I mean? Kyle, like, leads the league in minutes. So it's nice to see we have a bench. We play the Clippers tomorrow. I will be there tomorrow with my snap reaction. I love you guys. Thank you for listening to my podcast. This is Raptorland, the best Raptor podcast out there. Follow it on every single major platform there is. Follow me. I'm your host. I am Ronio. That is I-A-M-R-O-N-E-O. TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, same name. Find me. Let's talk Raptors. Let's talk basketball. Love you guys. Thank you for listening to Raptorland. We smoked the best team in the league. What up, NBA? We're putting you on notice. We are still here. We are still good, and we want another one. See you guys tonight. Raptorland, baby.